Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington have failed to protect its citizens from unrest sparked by the death of George Floyd in police custody in May.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America is listening to Fox News. Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As we head into this last evening and night of fall, it looks like some pleasantly cool temperatures. We're headed for the upper 50s, and we should be dry. Tomorrow is the official first day of fall, and it should be very nice, very comfortable, with a high temperature in the middle 70s. I think we'll be back in the upper 50s again on Tuesday night. Then a small rain chance on Wednesday. High temperature in the upper 70s. By Thursday and Friday now, we're going to have to monitor the progress of this tropical system out in the western Gulf states. I think we'll start to see a better chance of some tropical showers and thunderstorms later in the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management staff, or any advertisers.
Stream moderators, please post the links in the chat room. This event tonight in Swanton will be huge. This crowd has the last couple of hours. So this is going to have lots of overflow. We'll show it all to you right here. So make sure that you tune in to that one. We're going to start it within about 2 minutes of ending this stream here in Vandalia. So we're going to send it back to Liz Willis just a second here in Vandalia. Stand by. As you watch President Trump walk off the stage, for his reminder, we'll be in Moon Township, Western Pennsylvania, a beautiful little township called Moon in Western PA. Alex Caldwell and Mike Magnificent will be live tomorrow from Moon tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern time start for that one. Thank you so much. Please help us to get to these rallies. RSBnetwork.com/donate. And now we're going to send it back to Liz.
I don't know what he's got playing.
Stand by.
Sounds like... I'm sorry. Hey, it sounds like it's dead now.
What?
Health and wealth. Health and wealth. Health and wealth. This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network. And now, the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed on the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that's the legal disclaimer.
Say no more.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
It's an idiotic statement.
No respect at all.
I tell you, sometimes I can't take it no more.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Now for another item with the tropical flavor.
Yeah.
Welcome to Conspiracy Night on the Health and Wealth Show. Our special guest tonight is Terry Adams. Remember, the truth is out there. We invite you to open your eyes and take a look. Now, here's your host, David Earnest.
Thank you. Thank you. And Rusty, you're still not here. Where are you, Rusty?
I think he'll be here tomorrow, maybe.
Well, let's hope so. Let's pray for Rusty.
Yes. We love Rusty.
Yes, yeah, we love Rusty. Rusty, you're missed. Yes, we love you. Come home.
Rusty, we've got a special guest tonight.
Yes, we do. We have Terry Adams, and we have Too Tall Matthew, and we have Mike from Mr. G's. Introduce yourself, Mike.
Hey, guys. I'm Michael Passano, and I'm the owner of Mr. Gus's Restaurant in Montgomery here at Bell Road and Atlanta Highway. Best pizza in the entire state of Alabama.
I love the jingle.
I was about to say, you got some good pizza, man.
Oh, yeah.
a lot of good food. I love that Italian food.
And you Greek know, food, yep. We don't have but one really what we call traditional family Italian restaurant left.
That's very true. All of the other family restaurants are gone. All gone on in the retirement of the parents, and the children went off to college and went to do other things, which is typically what happens in the restaurant business.
Like Corsino's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Remember Tony's Pizza used to Tony's be downtown? Yeah, that was good.
All those places, they've all kind of gone by the wayside as time's gone by.
Well, Mr. G's is still going strong, so
yeah,
give it a shot.
And it tastes very, very good. We're going to be doing some special deals with Mr. Gus, Mr. G's. Mike out at the pizza place probably about one Tuesday every month, and if it gets more popular, we'll do it more often. But you know, for you guys who don't know where Mr. G's is located, tell them where it's located.
We're right at the corner of Bell Road and Atlanta Highway in what was the Virginia College Shopping Center.
Yeah.
Just past Dairy Queen.
Easy access.
Easy access. Oh, yeah. Great location.
It is.
You know, we pride ourselves in, you know, being able to take care of everybody and have everybody come and enjoy a great meal and relax.
So
good service. Good servers.
Are you ready to give a pizza away?
Sure. Let's give a pizza away.
All right. Here we go. If one caller that has a good experience or has had a good experience with Mr. G's would call us and tell us about that experience. In other words, if it was a pizza they liked or it was a dessert or something else they liked, call 272-9228 and you will get what, Mike? What will they get?
Well, they'll get a pizza of their choice.
How's wow. That? Oh, wow.
Man.
Wow. You can't beat that.
I'm about to dial the number myself.
Yeah, I got to go use the bathroom, guys. Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, you know, to get what you want, you know, the retirement of your choice, the pizza of your choice, you know, that's what we were all about. But Americans, we got a call. All right, here we go.
Hey, caller, tell us about your experience.
Hello,
you're on the air.
You're on the air.
Hey, yeah, I'm calling about the pizza.
Yes.
Yeah, I ate there Saturday night. It was a group of us. It was five of us.
Wow.
And it's excellent. I had a birthday party there.
Yeah.
And back last November, and it was great. Had a room in the back where we could all sit, and there was a lot of people there, and it was wonderful.
Well, we hope to be able to have our party rooms open back up full scale here in the next few months, hopefully before the holiday season comes around. We do a lot of holiday parties, so you know we're hoping to be able to accommodate you again this November.
Yeah, one of the guys with us Saturday night had a steak, and that was a good-looking steak. It really was.
Yeah, I have my steak that's on the menu. I only have one steak on the menu. It is a 12-ounce ribeye that's fresh.
That's exactly what he had.
Hand cut, never frozen. We season it with just a little bit of our specialty house seasoning and throw it on the grill.
Man, you're making me hungry.
It is absolutely a wonderful cut of meat. I don't skimp on the meat, that's for sure.
Wow. Well, it was a big steak, and some of the guys had fish, some of the women had fish, and the fish is always good too.
Yeah, we have a great menu. You just have to come out and try them all.
And you have a special on Tuesday nights, Mike.
I do. We do a wonderful Takeout Tuesday special where we do a large cheese or large pepperoni pizza for $6.75 plus tax.
Wow.
So it's a great pizza at a great price.
Mm-hmm. And
I had that too.
Yes. And that's what Mike's going to extend to us on Tuesday nights. If we want a pizza, we want to have a camaraderie and come talk about your finances or talk about your cars or
crazy.
Talk about your motorcycles or whatever you want to talk about.
Just talk about how good the food is.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so you get to choose your ingredients with Mr. G, and you get to choose your ingredients with our retirement plans, and you get to choose the kind of motorcycle or sport car or sports vehicle you would like to have over at Adams Motorsports. So maybe we can talk a lot about different choices. Well,
It's a good place to eat, and he's done a great job, and he had a good crowd in this Saturday night. We got there at 5:15, and it didn't take long. It was pretty full in there.
That's good.
It's good.
That is good.
Well, thanks for the call. If you, how are we giving that certificate?
We need your name and numbers and address and stuff.
Yeah.
So if you dial 279-7431, that's 279-7431. Leave us your pertinent information. We'll get you a certificate for that pizza.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you live for those kind of calls.
Oh, man. I'm telling you.
Because, you know, as a business owner, you know, feedback is one of the most important things you can get. And it's one of those things that you could throw a lot of money at and still not get real feedback. That's feedback. That's what you want.
That's good stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people like to have comfort food or any other kind of food. But the thing about Mr. G's, they've got everything. They've got comfort food. They've got steaks. They've got whatever you want. And so I was talking to Mike one day, and we come up with this deal where we're going to do at least one Tuesday every month. We'll have a meeting, and whoever wants to come, we'll talk about whatever, and we'll have pizza.
I love that. Yeah. Like a small group.
Yeah.
Be fun.
Yep. So we'll be able to use your party room in the back.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's good.
Use the party room and, you know, have a pizza party and talk about retirement.
There you go. You know, that's the thing about talking about things when you can get several people together. We used to do that at another pizza place, and it worked out real well. Folks still talking about it, you know. Mm-hmm. But it does help the restaurant, and it helps everyone else to meet new people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not very expensive. You know, pizza's not very expensive, but those pizzas, like I came and had a pizza the other day, and, man, you know, I had to eat on that thing for 2 days to get that thing going, but I wasn't going to let it get wasted. You know, you don't want anything to get wasted. You don't want your retirement money to be wasted because the stock market drops. Look what happened today. Did you notice what happened to this market today, Mike?
I did not get a chance to see that.
It wasn't pretty.
No.
It wasn't pretty.
And it's all because of a rumor, the way I understand it, is that England's got another round coming of COVID and whatever.
Oh, is that what it was?
That's what I heard, yeah.
Well, I did hear that it had something to do with it. Oh, we got another call.
We have another call.
All right.
Hey, caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello,
you're on the air.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to say a complimentary thing to, I can't even pronounce his last name. First name is Mike, right?
Yeah.
He'll take Mike.
We used to eat there regularly. His dad was like, I mean, to some of us, like a father to us. He came over to the restaurant, I mean, to our tables and stuff. We started having our business meets there, and you just can't get better service, and food is just out of this world.
Well, I appreciate that.
I guess I'm not on air right now, am I?
Yes, you are.
You are. You're live on the air.
Okay. River Region is listening to you.
Okay. Well, anyhow, all the guys of the Henry Simple Camp, the Prattville Dragoon, we've had so many great dinners there and great time. And I just like to thank you, Mike, for your dad. He was really like a father to a lot of us.
Well,
he gave us good
advice. Much as I would like to claim Dimitri as my father, I'm not related to Dimitri. Me and him were great friends, and he taught me a lot, and I'm with you. I mean, he being not from Montgomery originally, he took me under his wing, and I can totally understand that sentiment of him being like a father. I honestly can. Cause,
I can, too.
He really did make friends easily, regardless of age. Regardless of anything, and you know, me and him became great friends, and we were fortunate that before he passed away, there was a deal on the table to take over the restaurant.
Thank goodness.
And not have it just closed, because that really was what was going to happen. It would have been the last of the family-owned Greek families owning a restaurant in Montgomery when he closed up, and his plan was March 30th of 2019. He was locking the door for the last time.
Wow.
And we just did. I didn't want to see that happen. I love that place. I worked there with Dimitri for about 6 years. Absolutely loved the place. And I'm just so honored that he allowed me to take it over and keep it going.
That's
and
a compliment.
I really am trying to live up to the legacy of the Palicos family. I mean, you got to go all the way back to Dimitri's father. I mean, he opened his first restaurant in Montgomery in 1944.
I didn't know that.
Okay, so for 75 years until 2019, there was a family-run restaurant owned by the Palicos.
I had no idea.
Dimitri's owned several of them. His father owned a couple of them. You know, it goes back to the Riviera. And then the original Mr. G's on McGee Road. And, you know, the little sandwich shops downtown. The Capitol Grill over on Mount Meigs.
I mean, just that whole history
there. I just can't be thankful enough for the opportunity that I've been given by Dimitri to carry that legacy on. Because it really is a legacy.
And I just wanted to say something else,
and I'll let y'all go. I was went back and got a degree in management. I shouldn't have. But I managed two different restaurant chains, 7-1 and 3-another. And so from the word of somebody that's been behind the line, anybody's listening that doesn't believe you or what I'm saying, you try it. And if you don't like it, you can get a hold of these guys here. Crazy Dave, this is other Crazy Dave. I'll pay for their meal. If one person goes in there, I'll pay for his meal. If he don't like it, give me a call. I'll set him straight.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do. Thank you so much for the compliment, because that is huge. Thank you.
I'll be seeing you tomorrow night, Mike.
Look forward to it.
All right, buddy. See you then.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
That was a good call. That was a good call.
Yeah, very good call. You know, so
yeah, you were talking about stock market falling today.
Yeah, you know, the thing about something that's unpredictable, you know, when you're dealing with the stock market and you're near retirement, it's unpredictable whether you're going to have a good retirement.
And that's the last thing you want.
Yeah. I mean, I was reading an article today. It says baby boomers are going to be caught off guard probably in their retirements are going to suffer tremendously if they don't do something and lock in their retirement values. Now, this was an opinion, but I agree with it. I agree that if you have too much money in the market right now, and I've heard a lot of folks say, oh, no, we're going to invest in bonds. Same problem. I heard somebody the other day told me, he said, well, I've lost money in bonds. Yeah, you can lose money in bonds, believe it or not. So just because someone is shifting you more into bonds doesn't mean you're locking in your retirement. It might mean that you won't lose as much if everything goes haywire, but you still can lose, and you still can lose a lot. So there's one thing about, you know, locking things in. What we have here is Mike has locked in the tradition of what's been going on with Mr. G's for years. Have you changed the menu any, Mike?
Have not.
See, you hear that?
Don't mess with a good thing.
He has not changed the menu. And in our plan, we don't change the value of your of what you get. In other words, you cannot lose. You can only gain. And it's just like the menu at Mr. G's. The ingredients are fantastic, and you're going to be able to, you know, enjoy those ingredients the rest of your life. If you eat there the rest, you know, however long that place lasts, hopefully it's the rest of our lives. And same way with our retirement plans. You know, look, we don't live forever, guys. And one of the most important things is to enjoy your life and don't lose your assets and don't lose the ability to have fun and enjoy life. You know, if we lose, or if we had lost, the only family type Italian restaurant in Montgomery would have lost a tremendous thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very difficult to not have something like that. And I'm not against franchise companies coming in here and restaurants, but they're not the same.
It's just not the same.
It's not the same.
It's really not.
It's so wonderful to know that we can have something that we know is part of us, is part of the tradition. And, you know, it's just like folks that come to us, they know that they're never going to lose any money. Just like if they go to Adams Motorsports, they know the motorcycle. We was talking about this before we came up, how great Japanese bikes are. I mean, like, I've got one since 2005. It's not missed a beat. You've got one, Matthew, since 2006. And I bet you got some really old ones over there you've kept.
Oh, yeah, 77. I got a couple of 77 Enduros, too.
You know, and that's what we call the classics.
Yep.
And, you know, and we're classic in that we are using retirement accounts that have fixed accounts. That's back in the day, you know, of the 70s when interest rates were so high, you know, the classic way to do it was to lock the rates in. You know, I mean, in other words, you're going to get 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15% rate of return. Why go to the stock market? So what we've done is we've changed it where you can take the rates and put them in the stock market and still have a guaranteed principal and get those kind of returns that you did in the 70s. Now, what Mike's done is he's taken over a family Italian restaurant, Greek and Italian, and he's made it into something that is for us, in Montgomery, Alabama, something that will be hopefully lasting a long time and has traditional values. Classic traditional values is what we need. That's the reason why we're conservative. I mean, are these Antifa people classic traditional values?
No.
No.
Not at all.
You know?
No. They're the antithesis of that.
It's terrible.
Do they even know what they are?
Would you ever believe that, you know, things would have happened that we would have been in a COVID depression? And that's what I'm going to call it. It's a COVID depression.
Yeah, it's artificially
Don't
created.
Don't let it stop you from going to Mr. G's and having an Italian meal. Mr. G's is going to take care of you when you come in the door. Mm-hmm. Everyone in there is wearing a mask. Everyone in there is taking precautionary measures. And I tell you what, I've been reading a lot and not hardly. I hadn't heard of anybody getting sick in a restaurant. You know, so don't think that you've got to not come to the restaurant. But you do have takeout.
We do a wonderful takeout. We do a tremendous amount of takeout since all this has started. Our takeout is probably about 50% of our business now, and it used to be maybe 10. So we are doing curbside delivery. You can just pull up to the curb. We'll bring it out to you, put it in the back seat for you, and have you sign your little credit card slip or take your cash and get you on your way just as quick as possible. But it's we're socially distanced in the dining room. We use special sanitizers on the tables, chairs, anything that gets touched. You know, our menus, we wipe them down in between every person touching them. I don't have any of the condiments on the table. We bring them to you in little packets now, because if we don't, we've got to sanitize everything in between each setting. And that just takes a lot of extra time. And Saturday night, we really were busy. And if I had to have somebody wiping salt and pepper shakers off in between every sitting, people would have been waiting to get a table. And we had a few people wait because I have half the seats that I used to have.
I was going to say, it's still limited capacity, right?
50%.
Yeah, 50%.
So we wouldn't have had to wait at all if we would have had all of our tables in the dining room. But, you know, we want to make sure everybody's safe. We want to take care of everybody. I mean, I worry about it myself. You know, my wife has had some health issues that we have to think about those things. And so we do. We take precautions ourselves. And we want everybody to feel safe when they come to the restaurant. We don't want them to feel uncomfortable.
And that word or that phrase, limited capacity, you know, it's affected all of us. People could not get enough of certain items. I mean, like if you notice, they say that there's no used cars hardly, and the price is driven up. Are you a currency? You can't get currency unless you go to the bank. There's been the Walmart won't give you currency back. Limited capacity. But I'll tell you what, we have not. We don't have limited capacity in what we do. The companies we've been dealing with have souped up the ability to take on the folks that want security. And it's just like Mike has souped up the ability for Mr. G's to function, you know, fast and take on the crowds when he needs them and stuff like that. You've got to work smarter, not harder. And that's the key to it, working smarter, not harder. And it's just such a wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to be part of a Mr. G's restaurant tradition. And I know that somewhere Gus, Demetria is smiling down right now because his tradition is living on. Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's living on.
We just want to make sure that we do the family proud and make sure that what we do carries on and we'll be able to continue on for years and years to come. That's for sure.
That's a good thing.
We don't want to let anybody down. That's for sure.
No. Well, you have.
I think you're doing a great job.
I think you're doing a fantastic job. Fantastic job.
And it's good to see local business, you know, continuing like that. That's something that you just can't replace. It's the mom and pops. I mean, when they're all gone, I mean, we're going to be stuck with Walmart, right. Amazon, Target.
That's it.
That's it.
Pretty much. Pretty much it. So we'll be starting the Tuesday evening camaraderie meeting very soon. I noticed someone said on the said, "I'll see you Tuesday." You know, Tuesday is the special takeout night. What is it, $6.75 plus tax?
$6.75 plus tax for a large cheese or pepperoni pizza.
Man, you can't beat that. Yeah,
and we'll be getting back to everyone to let you know which Tuesday we're going to start doing our meetings, but it won't be very long at all. Fall is coming, and we're going to have one heck of a festival, even if we have to do it at Mr. G's. you know, pizza, whatever.
Oh, sure.
Steak, whatever.
Pizza, spaghetti, lasagna. We've got it.
Yeah. You have lasagna?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't have an Italian restaurant without lasagna.
Believe it or not.
You can't.
They opened one downtown a few years ago. And actually, I think they advertised on the station. And my wife and I went down, and we both wanted lasagna. They didn't serve lasagna.
What?
That's what I said. We're like, excuse me, you're kidding. No, we don't serve lasagna.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, my wife loves lasagna. I love spaghetti. I love spaghetti. That's my favorite.
I'm a lasagna guy.
I like the lasagna. The manicotti.
I could eat them both.
The manicotti, the cannelloni.
Yeah.
You know, and then, of course, you know, I tell people I do things backwards because when it comes time to sit down to have lunch or dinner at the restaurant, I always start with dessert. You know, we have some wonderful house-made desserts, our strawberry cake, chocolate cake. And I don't feel so bad if I eat all of the cake and then I don't eat all my meal, I don't feel so bad.
There you go. Yeah.
I love this man. I love the way he thinks.
Yeah, me too. Well, I guess we're getting close to taking a break, Terry.
Yeah, getting close.
Yeah. So if anyone wants to talk, ask any questions about their financials, or if you want to ask Mike about the pizza or anything that's going on over at Mr. G's, give us a call, 272-9228.
That's it.
Yes.
And folks, we're going to hit a short break, and y'all stay with us. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Time's hard to come by. That's why you should find a financial professional you can trust. There may not be such a thing as a perfect investment. Every financial choice involves trade-offs. It is helpful to have a financial professional on your side to help you organize your goals and have a better understanding of the pros and cons of any financial decision. At Earnest Financial, we focus on working with you to meet your financial goals and provide the advice that can help minimize the hazards you may face. Give our office a call at 334-279-7431 or visit us online at retirewithearnest.com.
And we're back, folks.
We're back. Thank you very much for being with us this Monday night. We have Mike with Mr. G's restaurant, family restaurant here. We've been talking about pizza. We have Too Tall Matthew here. We've been talking about financial retirement and pizza. And we have Terry here. We've been talking about financial plans and pizza. And
you're making me hungry. What time do you close, Mike? I mean, are you going to be open when we get done? Because I'm hungry, man.
Well, unfortunately, the hours are Tuesday through Saturday. So we're not even open on Monday. So,
oh, man.
We're closed on Sunday and Monday.
We're the same. I understand.
And
that's
so
okay.
We got to have a little break every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably good because I would be ordering more than my, what is it, ordering with your eyes instead of your stomach. Yeah.
So, yeah, Tuesday through Saturday, we do lunch from 11 to 2, Tuesday through Friday. 4:30 to 9 for dinner Tuesday through Saturday. Saturday, we do something just a little bit different. We actually do breakfast Saturday morning. We took the Capitol Grill breakfast. Dimitri brought it down there.
Oh, really?
And so we still do that Saturday morning from 7 a.m. till noon.
That's awesome.
At 11, we add in our brunch menu, and we do that until 2. So
amazing.
Saturday's a really long day, so that's why Sunday I have to take a break.
Oh, yeah.
And Monday is maintenance day, so we have to do a little bit of that every now and then. So
absolutely.
There you go.
But wonderful schedule, 5 days a week where we can take care of everybody. So
Tuesday to Saturday. Got it.
I'm glad you mentioned the breakfast, you know, because breakfast is an important meal. And the fact that you carry in the tradition of...
the Capitol Grill.
Capitol Grill. Yeah. That's amazing. I didn't know you were doing that.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. So that's good information. So you guys that you want, you know, to get a good breakfast on Saturdays, go down to the Mr. G's and you'll get a Capitol Grill breakfast.
Well, I tell you what, I worked at the Department of Industrial Relations for 7 years, and it was like 2 or 3 times a week we would all go to Capitol Grill and have breakfast. That's just what we did.
You know, yeah.
Good stuff, man.
It was. We had a tradition. Our next door neighbor always loved to go and have breakfast there, and we'd go and have breakfast there with him some. Mm-hmm. And I think, was it Mr. Gus's sister that took it over for a while?
Yeah. Yes, Magdalene.
Yeah. And so it went on for a while, but I'm glad to know that you're carrying the tradition. But, you know, one of the reasons why all this food is so good is, of course, you know, you put a lot of love into it, of course. And that's what we do with our financial plans. We put a lot of love and attention into all of our clients. We pay close attention to them, and that's what you guys do. I remember Mr. Gus coming around talking to everybody, and I noticed you've been doing the same thing. That's traditional, going around and talking to everybody. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to choose your restaurant as a place for people to have camaraderie on Tuesday nights, to come for Earnest Financial Health and Wealth Night. It just makes sense that there's so much camaraderie and friendship and family tradition, I guess you could say. But it's not just that. It's the ingredients of everything. You know, when you're building a really good pizza or a really good meal, the ingredients are so important, you know. You can tell the difference between good ingredients and so-so ingredients.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's the reason why folks now can tell the difference between our retirement plans and the retirement plans that can lose in the stock market. You know, they're different ingredients. They're baked differently. They're put together differently, you know, and to each his own. You know, if someone wants to have different kind of food or whatever, you know, you can fly to New York, you can pay the high cost, and there's nothing wrong with going to New York. But if you really want some homegrown, local, family, restaurant, Italian and Greek food, man, you can't beat your restaurant, Mr. G's. And so it was just a shock, though, when Mr. Gus passed. It was a shock.
It was. It was so sudden. You know, his plan and my plan was for him to be there for a couple of years to help out and kind of phase out and just kind of retire and be able to travel more, do more with his grandkids and things like that. So
yeah.
It really was sudden. That was not anywhere near in the plans for him.
No.
And, you know, for me as well, because I was really looking forward to being able to even build a closer relationship with him and learn from him, because he had been doing it for a long time.
Mm-hmm. It was like 68 when he passed, right?
68. He was 68 when he passed. He opened his first restaurant at the age of 24.
Wow. Oh, man. Well, he had a long life there with the restaurant business and getting to know people. But, you know, he was also, he was so loved that it was just natural for people to want him to represent them, mm-hmm. You know? He represented us, you know, politically, mm-hmm. And we trusted him because of, you know, who he was, what he was, what he did. And, you know, I feel the same thing going on here with you, Mike. I mean, you're trying to carry on the tradition. People are trusting you. We trust you. We know that you're going to carry that tradition on. We're behind you 100%. You know, we carry our traditions 100% with our retirement plans, just like I know Terry does. He carries a tradition with it, with his sports vehicles. You know, it's just so important to know that you're trying and people want to depend on you and you want to be there for them, you know? It's just so amazing that we still have the ability to do these things in Montgomery, Alabama. We haven't been run out of business yet by the franchises.
Mm-hmm.
Not yet.
Well, that's very true. I mean, and competition is steep because there's a lot of choices out there in East Chase with all the new restaurants popping up out there. And, you know, so there's choices. And I know that, and that's why we want to make sure that we take care of everybody the way we should, which is me going around and tapping on the tables, as Dimitri would call it, and saying hello and making sure that everybody was good, making sure that everybody enjoyed their meal. And if there was a problem, it gets taken care of right then and there. We don't, oh, well, I'll get the manager, or I'll get this, or let's get it taken care of. Let's either take it off the bill, let's replace it, let's do what we need to do to make it right. And that's one of the differences with the family-run restaurants is you get that personal, the owners, the, you know, they're there, they're going to take care of you, the family. My wife comes out and helps every now and then, and, you know, it's great to have the family involved. My stepsons come and work, and, you know, we do. It is a family business.
Hands-on. It's good stuff.
We are so thankful for the support from everyone as well, because we can't do it. You know, we can do everything, get everything ready, but if nobody shows up, we won't be there long. So we sure do appreciate all the support from the community, because we want to be part of the community. We don't want to just be the restaurant. We want to be the community.
That's exactly what I was talking about. You know, it's still a community thing going on. It's just like Adams Motorsports. I mean, you know, people know Terry. They know, they like to go to the showroom, but if they have a problem, they can go talk to him about their problem. They don't have to worry about going to Suzuki or Honda or whatever across the seas or whatever. You talk to them right there. Same way with us in our business.
That's right.
You know, you can come to us and talk to us about your problems. You don't have to, you know, sit on an 800 line forever and think that nobody cares. We care. Just like Mike cares. Just like Terry cares. Just like Matthew cares. Just like Leah cares, we all care.
Speaking of, if you want that number, it's 279-7431. If you dial it, guess what? A human being will pick up.
Wow.
You know, and if they don't, you leave a message, and a human being will call you right back.
It's not some guy from Pakistan that you can barely understand.
It's not.
Really?
No. I mean, it would be nice to be that large. Just kidding. But no, we are a family-owned business as well. So
yes. You don't hear that, you know, it's funny when you hear these calls come in and you hear, in the background, you can hear about 15 or 20 voices in a accent that you know is not in this country. And you're going, they're not here.
I've
already Googled my problem. Why would I'm calling you and all you're doing is Googling it. Well, hold on. Step one. Yes, step two. Google. Step three. Okay. I mean, no.
Yeah.
Think outside the box. Help me.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you guys, we're a vanishing breed.
We are.
No doubt. No doubt about it.
That's why you need to take advantage of Mr. G's, of David, and us while we're still here, while we're setting the pace for, you know. There's no way that a big chain can replicate the hands-on. You can't fake this. Like what Mike's talking about, you can't fake that. You can't fake caring how the people are treated. You can't fake making sure everybody is happy and everybody's okay. You're not going to get that anywhere but a mom and pop or a cell phone business like that. It's so important that we keep these guys in business. It's so important that we spend our money with like-minded individuals instead of spending it in these other places.
Exactly.
You know, it's so important we have to help each other. That's kind of how this works.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
But guys, we have another call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Kevin. How are you?
I'm fine, Kevin. How are you?
Hey, Kevin.
Kevin? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Kevin.
Hey, well, my question is, I'd love to go eat there, but what I want to know is, am I eating cannoli or cannelloni? It's like
leave the gun, take the cannoli.
It's got like two rolled up things. It's got some like sausage and veal or something in it, meat in it, and it's covered with spaghetti sauce and this white cream sauce. And I call it a heart attack on a plate.
Yes, that would definitely be the cannelloni. The cannoli is a dessert. You can never go wrong with dessert. Chocolate and some cream and, you know, a little bit of lemon in it.
Love the way you think.
You know, just add, and the cookie that's on the outside, it's rolled up and it's fried. And, oh, my gosh, it's so good. Nice cinnamon crunchy cookie with cream filling. That we make in the restaurant.
You should have a cannelloni and cannoli combo.
There you go. And I have people that do that every day. So that's a great way to go.
Hey, you know what? In The Godfather, when they kill a guy, they says, get the cannelloni out.
You're right.
Hey, thank you very much for your call, and I love your place, man. All right?
Thank you. Have a great day.
I'll see you very soon.
Look forward to it.
Okay, I'm glad to hear you're open. Bye-bye.
Bye, Kev. Kevin's a regular at Baumhauer's on Wednesday nights with us.
Awesome.
That's where we do our little get-togethers.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, now we'll start having one extra get-together per month.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, on Tuesdays. So.
An excuse to get together and eat some good food.
Yeah, it won't be every Tuesday, but it might end up being every Tuesday in the long run. But right now we're gonna start off. We don't want to make it too tough on everybody.
Well, this is where great ideas come from, is when small groups of people bounce ideas off one
another. Absolutely.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, that's the reason why I go on these conventions, is because I don't really learn. I learn a little bit from the convention, but I really learn a lot talking to other people.
Exactly.
That's it.
You know?
Like-minded individuals.
You know, like, what do you know about this? You know, do you know something that they don't want? Trade secrets,
there
you know?
Go.
Trade secrets. Ways to make systems work better. And of course, you know, Dimitri, he taught you how to make Italian food and Greek food better. You know, you can cook it, you can make it, but if you don't have the touch, it's just not the same.
You got that right.
You know, and we got this guy down in Panama City Beach. We go down there, and he's got this. His eggs are really good for breakfast, you know. We ask him, we say, will you tell us what the ingredients are in these eggs?
Nope.
He says, a little bit of love. So, you know.
In other words, no, I'm not
going to tell you. No, I'm not going to tell you.
That's exactly right. No.
Just like, bad for just your heart like and good for your soul.
He's not going to tell you what's in his life.
No, I won't tell you everything.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, we know there's a lot of love in there, don't we?
There is. Yeah. There is. We do put a lot of love and care into everything that comes out of the kitchen, that's for sure. I have a great staff. I can't do it all by myself, and so I really do lean on my kitchen manager, Tony. Great name.
As it should be.
And he does a great job for us every day. So
that's good.
We appreciate them. We appreciate the work that all of the staff puts in.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, it takes a village to run it, I'm quite sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of things to be said about a traditional restaurant, you know, that's made it through the eons of time, you know, since the 1930s or 40s, the family, which was it, the 40s?
Mr. Gus opened up in 44, his first restaurant.
Now, where was he from originally?
Greece.
Wow.
That's a big trip. A long way.
Yeah.
Didn't he bring some of his folks over, parents or something, if I remember correctly?
I don't know all that history, but I know Dimitri's dad came over first and then brought, I guess, family over at some point. But, you know, there's still a picture hanging up in the restaurant, and it'll never come down. And that is a picture of Gus Palisos in his chef's uniform at a restaurant. We're talking about probably in the 20s, 30s.
Oh, he's young.
Very young. You know, so it's just a testament to that legacy.
That's tremendous.
Yeah,
that's
he was
tremendous.
A lifer. Yeah.
That's tremendous.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know, I want to thank you, Mike, for letting us work with you, participate with you, being able to be part of this tradition. We love Mr. Gus, we love Mr. G's restaurant, and we love you and appreciate you for carrying on that that tradition.
That legacy, yeah.
That legacy, because it means a lot. You know, we're all into legacies. Our business is nothing but a legacy from our viewpoint. We want to make sure that people can continue the retirements, not lose any of their money. If we can enhance what they make, we want to enhance what they make. Mm-hmm. But we never want to be said that anyone ever lost any money. There's this old tradition that we have. We call it the 11th commandment. Mm-hmm. Thou shalt not lose the principal.
Protect the principal.
And so that's right. So every program we have has guarantees backed by insurance companies that you cannot lose your money. Now, you know, all businesses have to have insurance in case the thing burns down. Mm-hmm. You know, if your restaurant was to get in trouble, you know, you've got insurance on that. Terry has the same thing. What's the difference in having insurance on your retirement if the stock market burns down? It should be something that you should consider.
It should be a no-brainer.
It's a good analogy.
It's a no-brainer right now, I can tell you right now.
With what's going on, 510 points down today.
Well, wow. You know what? They haven't seen the beginning yet. I really personally think that if those Democrats continue to talk about, you know, taking over, you ain't seen the end of this. You know, it's going to be very difficult to maintain.
Scare it into a crash.
Yeah, it could turn into a crash. So please, guys, let's continue the tradition that, you know, of being protected with your finances. Don't be fooled by the new so-called systems that don't protect you. You know, years and years ago, pensions were everything. They were guaranteed. You couldn't lose them. Now they've suckered everybody into doing 401ks. Fine while everything's good. But if, you know, and it's really the only choice you've got if you're young. Mm-hmm. I'm not knocking them for that. You got to continue. But once you get older, you have got to consider going traditional. You've got to consider going conservative. You've got to consider locking in your assets, okay? It's just like when I asked Mike, I said, Mike, have you changed anything on the menu? No. He's going classic. He's mm-hmm. going traditional. He's locking in the menu. He's not going to change what's working. He's not going to disappoint people by trying to take it and make it into something else. He's going to deliver what everybody wants it to be, what it's been for years and years, and it will continue for years to come. And that's what us small business owners do. We work for the community. We work to keep things exactly the way people want them, and we listen to people if they have a complaint. We listen to people if they want to tell us something. Mm-hmm. You can get to the source real quick. All you got to do is pick up the phone or come and see us. You can come see Mike. You can come eat with him. You can he'll thump on the table just like Mr. G did, mm-hmm. Gus did, and it'll make you feel good. You can come see us. We'll sit there. We'll give you a big bonus, and it'll make you feel good. Guarantee you. If you get a huge bonus, it's going to make you feel good.
Yes, sir.
And Terry will let you feel the wind in your face.
Absolutely.
And it'll make you feel good. You know what I'm saying? So tradition, you know, is everything. You know,
it really is. The further we go along down this path we seem to be heading on, traditional is, it's getting rare, harder and harder to find. So when you find it, you need to grasp it and hold on to it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, exactly.
Traditional values are going away everywhere, but you and me.
Yep. It's up to us to keep that stuff
there
going.
There you go.
You know, you've got to, I try to instill that in my kids. I try to instill that just on a daily basis. I think about that stuff.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, we do it Earnest Financial. I mean, it's important to us. We work for the clients. Our client is, they are our business, not the insurance mm-hmm. companies, not,
exactly.
You know, everything else. Bottom line is we work for the client.
So Matthew says that, you know, do you know what most people, or who most people that invest money are working for? They are working for a company. Merrill Lynch, A.G. Edwards, I'm not knocking them. Their names, their companies, if they break the rules or do something they're not supposed to do, they're gone. Okay.
Well, they're limited in what they can do.
And I'm not knocking the companies. Yeah. I'm just naming a name so you can relate to it. We don't do that. We are a company, and we are working for the client, okay? Mm-hmm. We use those companies that the A.G. Edwards, the Merrill Lynch's use a lot of times, but we're different in that we are the company that makes the decision with you. It's just like you don't have to get a higher up. We are the higher up, okay? We are it. Just like when you go to, you know, Mr. G's restaurant, if you got a problem, Mike can talk to you. He's it.
I'm there.
Buck stops here.
The buck stops there. Just like if something goes wrong with your Suzuki or your Kawasaki or your Honda, here's Terry. Mm-hmm. He's there. He'll talk to you about what's rattling in the chain or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, the problem is that he don't get enough of it because the things are built so good, you don't really get that problem.
Tough problem to have. It's really tough.
It's true.
It kills me. I can't sleep at night.
You know, I mean, it cranks every time. I don't know.
Don't know what to tell you. Yeah, put some crappy gas in it.
Yeah, sort of like the old Maytag.
Well, I've done that.
Yeah, I have too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that oven ain't got no gas.
Ain't got no gas in it.
That's a good one.
Carl.
Yeah, you know. But there's one thing about good food, and that it's got gas in it, you know. I mean, like, you're going to build some gas. But
yeah, you were talking about Terry putting the wind in my face. I'm not sure what you were meaning by all that.
Uh-oh. Yeah. But, you know.
Flatulence humor there.
Yeah, you know. You got to use them when you can.
There you go.
That's right. So tradition is it, you know, and, of course, we really wanted to make a big deal out of tradition with Mr. G's. You know, it's all about
it's
tradition.
Important.
It's all about, you know, keeping the name going. It's all about keeping the menu going, you know. And it's so important to keep tradition going.
Absolutely.
And that's what we love about what we do is we keep tradition going. We do locked-in guaranteed retirement plans. We don't do maybes, okay?
That's right.
Mike does guaranteed Mr. G menu. You know, he don't do anything else. It's what's been going on. How old is that menu?
Well, the restaurant opened in 2008. That's when Dimitri put it together. Wow. So,
but he pulled from some of the other Mr. G's.
Yeah,
you know?
He pulled stuff from when he owned the pub when it was in Montgomery Mall. Oh. He pulled stuff from the original Mr. G.
He pulled it from the pub?
That was I remember going there, man. That was a good place. Yeah.
Well, Dimitri owned the pub when it was in Montgomery Mall.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
So, again, like I said,
there's such a long history there in the restaurants for the police.
Amazing.
That most people don't realize, especially the younger generation. They don't know that history. And, you know, one of the things that is nice about owning Mr. Gus's is that we have some of those old recipes that otherwise
would be gone.
They'd be gone, and no one in the general population would get to have them. It would be the family recipes and not the restaurant recipes, and they would be very small few people that would ever get to taste those things. And
keeping that traditional,
you know, so
that's
awesome. It's great to be able to share all those things with everybody, that's for
sure.
Man, we appreciate everything you're doing to keep the tradition going. We appreciate you letting us do Tuesday nights once a month.
I'm honored that you asked. I appreciate the offer to be a part of it. Because
and I didn't tell you this, but we're going to put you on TV, too.
Oh. Well, I think...
Better you than me, buddy.
I'm just thinking, I think I have a better radio voice than a TV face.
You got the face for radio, huh?
That's
what I was told, too. Don't feel alone. Perfect face for radio, but the TV face has got to go. I get it. You know. Well, maybe we can get one of those motorcycles over there and let the wind blow it off, whatever. You know?
You know what I used to love about going and hanging out and eating with Mr. Gus is it didn't matter how many people were in there. When he spoke to you, it's like you're the only person in the restaurant.
I know it.
And I don't know how he did
that. He did.
But it's like it was. You were the only person he saw, and
I know
that's what you felt like. You felt like we know each other.
Yeah,
even though you didn't really know him, it just made you feel that way.
Well, he recognized your face if he didn't know your name, And it's
he genuinely cared. You can't fake that stuff.
No, you know.
You can't.
I mean, that's the thing about all the chains and everything. And I mean, I'm not knocking them. They got their place, sure. But do you really feel like they care?
No, they don't care.
You're just a number.
It's nice to go somewhere.
I have people come in all the time say, I just feel like a number. But, you know, we don't want you to feel like a number with us.
Exactly.
Mike don't want you to feel like a number. You know, Terry don't want you to feel like a number.
No.
You know, us small business owners, we want numbers, but we don't want you to feel like a number. We want you to feel important. Very important, because you are extremely important to us. You are our livelihood, our friends, and you know, we want you to be happy. That's the important thing. We're not in business to do something short-handed and then that's the end of it. We're in this for the long haul.
Yes, sir.
We're in this for the rest of our lives. A lot of people ask me, they say, how long do you plan on working, David? Till I drop? Are you real? Yeah. I mean, why, you want me to die? No, you know, they just can't believe it. But you know, I'm having a lot of fun. And I feel that way about you, Mike. You really take pride in having fun in this thing.
Well, obviously it's his passion.
It's his passion.
It's the American dream.
I have absolutely loved running the restaurant, and you know, it truly is. I tell people this all the time. It's hard to believe that when I was probably about 8 years old, I would get asked, you always get asked in school, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah.
I had one answer.
Really?
I wanted to be a chef and own a successful restaurant.
Wow.
And
there you go.
So,
American dream.
Yeah.
You know, I really do feel blessed to be able to do something that I love.
That's the American dream, man.
You know, so it makes it fun. Yes, there's hassles. Yes, there's troubles.
It's part of it.
Yes, you're the business owner. You have to handle everything. Mm-hmm. You know, the paper towels are out in the ladies' room or the men's room or whatever the case may be.
Oh, yeah.
You have to do it all.
And so I know that feeling.
You deal with it and you keep going on. But But serving everyone and being able to help take care of them and enjoy a good meal or a birthday celebration or an anniversary celebration or, you know, whatever, a homecoming or whatever. That's what we're there for.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't do that without caring.
That's the reason why we like to remember birthdays in our business.
We have another call, guys.
Okay.
Hey, caller. We're short for time, but you're on the air.
Hey, it's me.
Hey, me.
It's Rusty.
Rusty! Hey, Rusty! You're still alive!
Yes, the reports of my death are greatly exaggerated. I'll see y'all tomorrow night. Terry, you going to come?
Tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Probably not. If you're going to be here, there's no point in me being here.
Well, there's always a point in you being there.
No, I'm just so happy to hear your voice, man.
Well, I'm happy to be heard, and I'm going to be back tomorrow night.
Good deal.
Good.
All right. I'll talk to y'all then.
Rusty's still alive. Yeah. He's awake, too. He's awake.
I'm awake and alive, unless this is just a long, long dream.
Hey, y'all quit talking about Rusty.
All right,
buddy. He can hear you over here.
Love you, man.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you later, man.
Bye-bye.
That's great. Phone call of the night right there.
How about that?
That's it.
Yeah, he just wanted to put a little 2 cents in there.
Absolutely.
I don't blame him.
Well, I'm sure he heard us talking about food.
Yeah.
Said, I'm motivated to call in.
You better believe it.
That's always a big motivator.
It is.
You know, and if you think you're going to lose money in the stock market, that's a big motivator. Give us a call, 279-7431, before it happens.
There you go. I think everybody in this room, we're all traditionalists. And there's just something about conservatism and tradition that is, in my opinion, it's a great thing. It's a good thing. It's what this country needs more of.
Amen.
Yeah. So
we need tradition.
Yes.
We need trustworthiness. We need promises fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
We also need to go because we got about 30 seconds left.
Oh, well.
It's been a fun show, guys.
It's been a lot of fun.
Mike, thanks.